KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a 50% chance of snow today and a chance of snow and freezing rain this evening. A high today around 34. A wintry mix of rain, sleet, and snow is moving through the southwest corner of the state early this morning. And while that precipitation is very light, the surface temperatures are hovering right around freezing, so you should be prepared if you're traveling to our west and southwest for some slick spots on the road. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Council Bluffs responding to a fight Tuesday night ended up arresting a man suspected of assault, but only after a brief foot pursuit. Authorities say 29-year-old Bart Franks of Council Bluffs was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on a felony charge of willful injury and two misdemeanor charges of aggravated domestic abuse and eluding a police officer. The incident leading to his arrest began around 9:50 p.m. when officers were called to a report of a cutting that occurred in the area of 8th Avenue and Avenue G. The victim, 53-year-old Christina Miller of Council Bluffs, told police that Franks was involved with a fight with another female at Miller's residence. When Miller attempted to intervene, Franks allegedly cut the side of Miller's face with what was believed to be a razor blade. Miller went to a nearby bar and called for help. Officers arrived and began searching the area for Franks. And at around 10:12 p.m., Franks was located but attempted to elude officers on foot. A short foot pursuit began. Franks went westbound over the Broadway Viaduct, and when cornered by officers, he climbed the safety fence and jumped, falling about 20 feet. The man was then quickly taken into custody. He refused medical treatment at the scene. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County say three people were arrested on drug charges last night following an investigation into narcotics distribution in the Sydney and Hamburg areas that spanned several months. Sheriff's deputies in the Fremont County K-9 unit worked in cooperation with the Fremont County Attorney's Office in conducting the arrests. Taken into custody on felony charges was 25-year-old Michaela Eady and 35-year-old William H. Bailey, both of Hamburg, along with 35-year-old Clinton Gabriel Cook of Sydney. Eady was arrested in Hamburg on a warrant charging her with four counts of delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. She was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $200,000 bond. Bailey was arrested in Hamburg on a felony warrant for a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. His bond was set at $50,000, with other charges pending. And Clinton Cook was arrested in Sydney on active warrants for his arrest on several narcotics-related offenses. He's been charged with conspiracy to distribute meth. He was also arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense, in connection with a traffic stop that occurred near Sydney on December 26th. Cook was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $52,000 bond. A Red Oak woman has filed a lawsuit after she allegedly discovered a cockroach in her French fries at a McDonald's location. Restaurant owners denied the charge. The Daily Nonpareil says, according to court documents, Rhonda Wilkinson and her husband, Tim, ordered a pair of meals to go at the drive-thru of the McDonald's on North Broadway in Red Oak on August 15th of 2013. In her lawsuit against CoSmith Incorporated, owner of the McDonald's location, Wilkinson said that when the pair arrived home and opened their meals, she, quote, observed a French fried cockroach among the French fries. In the lawsuit filing, Wilkinson said the sight of the cockroach in the French fries, which she was eating, caused her great anxiety and physical distress immediately and continuing to the present and into the future. The suit alleges the incident occurred because of negligence by the restaurant, citing a failure to keep the restaurant clear of cockroaches and to inspect the French fries for cockroaches. CoSmith Incorporated flatly denied the allegations in a court document answering the lawsuit. The court documents did not note how much money Wilkinson was seeking in her lawsuit. And a former Sioux City High School band director has pleaded not guilty in a student sex case. Court records say 34-year-old Lucas Sersley of Sioux City filed a written plea Tuesday to one count of sexual exploitation by a high school employee. He resigned from the North High School on December 11th. His trial is set to begin April 26th. Authorities say Sersley texted a 15-year-old female student in one of his classes about having sex with her and sent the girl a picture of himself in his underwear. In the funeral announcements, Donald Richter, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Donald Richter will be this morning at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Letha Mae Josephson, age 94, of Audubon and formerly of rural Exira, died December 29th at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Letha Josephson will be today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Doug Hamilton, age 62 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Doug Hamilton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert Bell, age 56 of Omaha and formerly of Manning and Arizona, died December 30th in Omaha. Graveside services for Robert Bell will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Heafy Hoffman, Dworick, and Cutler Funeral Home of Omaha has arrangements. Lawrence Eskov, age 95 of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lawrence Eskov will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Marilyn Burmeister, age 83 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marilyn Burmeister will be on Friday at 9 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Keith Kaltrider, age 82 of Atlantic and formerly of Casey, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Keith Kaltrider will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Teresa Catherine Getz, age 86 of Irwin, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Getz will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Ellen Fielweber, age 91 of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Ellen Fielweber are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.